Film Festival on Sunday. The festival opens on Wednesday. And I was looking through the program last week, and this video, Dan Carter, jumped right out at me. And I knew I had to find out what was going on behind the scenes here.
And what was it about it that attracted you?
Well, like Allison, I love collecting little bits of human detritus, you know, things you find on the street, somebody's old note to somebody, a shopping list, a postcard. I like collecting stray voicemails, you know, wrong phone calls that get to your number for some reason. And the video, Dan Carter, is based on a gem of a found item. Allison used to go to Value Village a lot, Goodwill, that kind of thing. And one day she stumbled on an old answering machine and she discovered that the tape was still in it. So she buys the tape for 49 cents, takes it home and plays it.
When I listened to it, I was just kind of like, this is unbelievable. Just how the story develops. At first you think he might be having an affair, and then you realize that like he is engaged and that he has kids from a previous marriage. And as you listen to the tape over and over, you just make connections.
Wow. So how does it get from tape to video?
Well, she listens to these about, you know, 30 messages from various people in Dan Carter's life. And as she listens and listens to them, she starts to see them, starts to imagine, you know, what do they look like? How do they interact with each other? And, you know, you hear from his kid, you hear from his fiance, you hear from his mother, you hear from his fiance's lawyer. And so she has this idea that she'll do a video where she dresses up as these people. She plays every single character from this answering machine tape. And in the soundtrack, well, all you hear are the messages. And her sort of acting out the people, either delivering the messages or what they might be doing while they're saying the message. And it's really very charming and imaginative.
Has she ever tried to track down the actual Dan Carter?
Yeah, you know what? I asked the same question because I wondered, you know, what if this guy's listening right now and hear his intimate voicemails on this movie? And this is what she said.
I don't know. I considered trying to track him down, but I almost don't want to know what he's like, just because I feel like what I made him up to be like is him. So I might be interested one day to do that, but make it a follow-up. Who is Dan Carter really?
I'm trying to imagine Dan Carter listening to this show as we speak, telling everybody in the room to shush, wait a second, I just heard my name on the radio.
Exactly. So that's just one of the many wonderful films at the Real Asian Festival. The festival opens on Wednesday. It runs till Sunday. The website is Real Asian, R-E-E-L, Asian.com. And I am leaving you with some hip-hop from Meja One, who went from Malaysia to Mississauga. She's headlining a live music score event at the festival on Thursday. And here you go.
Dan Carter, if you're listening, we have an answering machine, 416-205-5807. We can't wait to hear from you or any of the 30 people who left messages on your answering machine. Tori, thank you very much.
You're welcome, Andy.
Possibly the outcome of a city minute blink. I live imaginary, least a fancy, ordinary immigrant. It's-